This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every little thing gonna be all right.
You sure?
Yeah, just because I said three innings don't mean they're going to lose.
Wow.
Look good.
I mean,
that's just how I feel right now.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't have a feel
for
it.
Well, we need your prediction by the end of the show. It's exact line. I mean, you basically nailed this two times in a row, so we're going to need that. Yeah, don't worry. I don't believe in that. I'm concerned. I mean, I think there's real concerns about this Phillies team a few weeks into the season. 2-4 road trip. They had 20 straight batters retired yesterday. The offense, it's that second game of the year, is averaging 3.2 runs per game. Not great. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. Hugh, though, can you help people out? Maybe a second clue for Hugh's clues, and then we'll get to the Sixers, who tried to sneak yesterday while the Phillies are going on, while the Masters are going on. Morey and Nurse tried to sneak an end-of-season press conference by us after a disaster of a season.
Well, they
did. Let's get this in and out before anyone notices. We'll let you hear what they said yesterday, as these guys are delusional. Hugh, what's your second clue for Hugh's clues?
My second clue is, this animal has a very interesting reproductive cycle.
What? Excuse me.
Yeah, it was.
The algorithm.
The algorithm. Because when I did this, it was some other things that happened that made me wonder.
I'm looking at a threesome.
No, you set me up. But no, it made me wonder. And I was like, wait a minute. How does, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, this
fascinating.
Is regular thing to yep. think about.
And
all right, so
slather Vaseline on me. Dog, can't wait till y'all figure this one
out. So an animal with an interesting.
Very interesting.
Reproductive process, is that
yes.
what you call it? Okay,
yes.
there you go. There's your second Hughes clue today.
That's
and the winner
gross.
Today that can get this gets a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. I can see people in their car shaking their
heads. No, they're like, what the hell's
this
wrong with this guy?
I have to guess this. This is the day I have to guess?
So it's sold out. Now, they're going to show up, and if they're asked how they got these tickets, I guessed Hughes Animal
like,
with an interesting reproductive.
Weird old Hugh Douglas did this to me.
You're not going to believe the question Hugh asked for me to guess. All right, back to the phone lines. Your guess for Hugh's clues, and we'll get to more in what he had to say yesterday. And Paul George, what a wonderful first year in Philadelphia. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will. Will?
Will.
Will's deep in thought about this clue here.
Well, you know what? Good, because Will's take is a disaster.
No, I'm going to put Will on hold. All right. Let's go to Katie, who's up next. Hey, Katie.
Hey. So I don't know if you got – hello, guys.
Hey, Katie.
This is a station I call to all the time, you guys, you two. But did you hear Michael Barkan at the end, at the beginning of the show yesterday, at the beginning of the post game? He said the other team's pitchers have figured out the lineup. The Phillies have not figured out their lineup. I was like, well, that's really true.
It is, right? I mean, and pretty average pitchers, Katie, for that Cardinals team. They're not like, it's not like they have great pitching, and they figured out, it didn't matter the order that how they lined them up. They figured it out this weekend. It was painful to watch. It's a good line by Michael.
And you know what else? I told the screener that, you know, I worked in a career for 40 some years. If I didn't keep up my work and learn extra things and do what I was supposed to do, I'd have been kicked out. Mm-hmm. I'm like looking at these guys. I'm thinking, really? Like, Brandon Marsh looked like he had a weed whacker up there yesterday. I was appalled. He was just swinging away. And I thought, what is going on here? And everyone picks on me and texts me after the game because they know, like, I live in Breeze Phillies. And I was just, I'm just appalled. I just, you know what, like, and Alec Boehm, like, he makes me crazy. And it's, I'm like, I was flipping back to the Masters, and I don't even play miniature golf. So that's how bad it was yesterday.
It was ugly. Yeah. And you're right about Marsh is, he hasn't had a hit in the month of April. He strikes out so much. And Katie Boehm, half of me is annoyed at him, and half of me is I still feel bad for the guy because he's so far in his head. You could just see the emotions on his face when he makes an out. He's like he can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, but they have people for that. Don't they have like a sports psychologist?
They do, and I'm sure the Phillies have given him every opportunity. May, I don't know if he speaks to one, if he doesn't. I'm sure that resource is available to him.
And the only other thing I want to say, because I'll be calling back again this week probably, but, well, first of all, I'm waiting for Taiwan to implode. Every pitch, I forget about it. But about the Brandon Graham tattoo, I always just tell my clients, and I work with females, never get a tattoo of any man's name on your body unless you've given birth to him. So that's just wrong on all levels. So,
you know what? That might be good advice for everyone. If you haven't given birth to someone, you know, don't put their name on you. That's a simple one. Keeps it easy.
Yes, I'll be watching tonight, and I got nothing. I'm like totally. Oh, and my animal for Hugh, you know, I changed it. I was going to say tiger, but I'm going to go with beluga whale.
Beluga whale.
Ooh,
that's a good guess, Katie. Not it, but I can see Hugh.
Now I got to see. Yeah. I got to see what the second clue with the how the beluga.
Are you going to search this specifically and explicitly?
Yeah. Man, listen,
your algorithm is going to be a mess tonight after this show.
It always
as
is.
As you're searching all these animals and how they reproduce here. Right, let's grab Will, and then we'll let you hear some nonsense out of the Sixers yesterday. End of season presser. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Well, I mean, we've been better. I mean, the team's got shut out twice this weekend.
Yeah, I know, man. They gotta go back to the original, not the original lineup, but the lineup when we played the Dodgers. And I still say, right, we need to let Boehm hit first, man. Let him hit first.
But he's
why?
But he's our worst hitter right now.
Oh, that's right. You don't want the worst hitter in the middle or at the end. Let him hit. Let him just.
No, you do want him at the end.
Let him just know all he got to do is get on base. Because I think he's overthinking it. He got to, you know, hit and do extra.
Yeah.
Just let him hit. Listen, it don't hurt to try, man.
It could hurt tonight. I mean, if he goes 0 for 4, it hurts.
I mean, okay. But listen, this is my lineup. I would like to see this is how they should start it. Boehm, Turner, Stott, Bryce, Kepler, Castellanos, Schwarber, and Marsh. I know I'm missing one, but
well, it doesn't matter right now. That guy probably can't hit either. Will, I appreciate the idea of creativity. I can't have Boehm getting the most played appearances.
Not right now.
No, I mean it's.
I mean, you might as well get it out the way.
No, I know, but for my sanity, Will, if he grounds out in the first inning and he's got tears in his eyes, I'm gonna have tears in my eyes. Will, I can't do this. What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Oh man, listen, I don't know. For some reason, I think. He's been seeing it on the news so much, like I saw it. How about the Dire Wolf?
The Dire Wolf, our second guest.
Man,
Will, appreciate
it. I mean, a disastrous phone call.
He ain't
cow. So you're not
Boehm leading off, didn't listen to a previous answer. Just brutal.
Not in on Boehm leading off?
Wolf.
You're not in on one of the worst hitters in terms of productivity in the big leagues right now, hitting leadoff? I'm out.
That's a lot to ask for.
Speaking of being out, I think most of the city's been out on the Sixers for some time.
Five Sixers.
Yeah. You know, usually around this is usually the time of year where we talk ourselves into the Sixers, into the playoffs, only to be disappointed within 3 weeks. The disappointment for this Sixers team has been evident for months and months. A disaster of a season.
We were supposed to go to the game this week, too. Well, the last two were Friday or Saturday.
Me and I
had plans to go.
You checked out.
We never got back to each other.
Well, he didn't miss much, as they've been.
Obviously, we didn't miss a whole lot.
He missed some losses. I think they went 4-22 after.
But I think that's what they wanted to do.
They tried to tank.
Yeah, they were tanking.
But I keep seeing a lot of like they did their job.
Who said that?
Well, no, like people are saying like...
You're talking about as far as tanking.
The tanking.
Yeah.
But let's not forget what the season started as. They thought they could win a championship.
If you squint it really, really hard. Yeah.
They went 4-22 after that. All right, so the Sixers finished their season yesterday. Goodness gracious, it's over. Let's hear from Daryl Morey after the season. They had their wrap-up press conference yesterday. First on job security for Nick Nurse and himself commenting on that. Here's Morey yesterday.
Coach Nurse and myself will be back. We're going to, you know, with Elton Brand and ownership, assess everything and where we can get better. We owe that to the fans. We owe that to really everyone who cares so much about this team, who stuck with us through this. And I want to thank the fans that have stuck with us.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many people actually stuck with them, like, day to day. I mean,
Not too many.
What do you make of him deciding on his own job security? I'll be back.
Well, I would say this. He's probably going to be back. But what I suggest that you do, and I mean this with all sincerity, because, you know, I was trying to get that job. They never called me. Nobody ever reached out.
You want the PR guy, yeah.
You need to take sensitivity training classes. You need to learn, like, in all joke, I'm not even joking. You need to learn how to speak to your fan base. Because even with what you just said, to me, it had an air, it was condescending. Because you talk about how much you care about this fan base, but you the same cat that was earlier in the year laughing about, you know, what was it? He was talking about squinting about going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then you talk about, what was it, the AI? Not Allen Iverson.
No,
you're talking
artificial,
about artificial
intelligence.
And
yeah.
All. Like, you've had so many missteps, man, that if I'm being honest, and I think that I'm not the only one that feels this way, nobody feels comfortable with you at the helm of this team.
No.
But it's more than likely you'll be here. You need to learn how to talk to people.
To go off what you just said, he speaks as if this year was an accident.
Yes.
While the rest of us look at it like
this has been a trend.
Yeah, well, you signed a bunch of players that have injury history, and then I got hurt. I mean, that's not as an accident.
Yeah.
That is you created this situation, and it went. Now, was this the worst case scenario? Yes, but that's when you have Joel Embiid and Paul George, guys that get hurt all the time. Worst case is certainly possible.
And not only that, you need to learn how to be truthful with the Sixers fans. You sat there in the middle of the season as we saw, like most fans knew when Joel Embiid was hurt and Joel Embiid was focused on trying to find who told on him in the meeting as opposed to getting healthy and getting ready to play.
Yeah.
You should have known what we all knew, that this season was over. What? But you sat there, Joe, and you told us that we still had a chance. No, we didn't.
It was a lie.
No, we didn't. We didn't have a chance. You need to get some people skills and some sensitivity training for real.
And become a better liar because you're a bad one. I mean, yeah, when he
or
said
a better GM.
Yeah.
You know what?
That, I like that one better. All right. How about the big three that they assembled this year, thinking it would compete for a championship? Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Tyrese Maxey. Here is Morey on those guys for next season.
Tyrese, I think, is the one. I think he spoke about it. He's got a little more time, but he should be back 100%, obviously. Paul and Joel also will be back 100%. I think Joel of the three has the is going to attack this offseason, this rehab.
See that right there? That, come on, man. And again, I'm only going by what I can only go by is what's being said. Joel Embiid was accused of not working hard in this offseason. He was accused of not coming in early trying to get ready for the season. And you know what Joel Embiid was more upset about? Who told? How did that story get out? That should tell you everything you need to know. I don't know. I've had a lot of people since I've been here tell me that Joel Embiid works hard. And he's a hard worker. He does this, that, and the third. I've seen people, and I've been around people that work extremely hard. The one thing that they don't do, in my dealings, and you know, I know I'm older and this is a different time, they don't make excuses. They don't. I'm familiar with what Joel Embiid is going through because, you know, knees or whatever. But for you to have whatever it is you're going through, and your biggest concern throughout that process was to find out whoever told on you, That is telling. That was like your battle cry for weeks.
It was ridiculous. Now, on top of this, I understand he's got to try to convey some sort of optimism for the fan base.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Don't tell me that Joel Embiid and Paul George will be 100% next season.
Yeah, because
these are all injured players.
That's the thing, Joe. Because if you're being realistic about Joel Embiid's injury, it's a procedure that's not necessarily always successful. Like, the success rate for this procedure is not that great. So it's some cutting edge technology type stuff that you're hoping that he can recover from. And I think it was even said that there's probably going to be some pain there that he's probably going to have to tolerate. Mm-hmm. That's not 100%.
Yeah. I mean, like, who's buying that? Like, yeah. Who heard him say that yesterday? You know what? He's right. Joel and Paul will be back next year. 100%.
It doesn't look good. Joel Embiid's knee injury looks like something that is not going to get better, and that he's going to have to tolerate for the rest of his career plan.
And George has been off injured for a long time, and he's in his mid-30s now. I'm not counting on that guy anymore. Now the Maxey thing, 24 years old, it was a finger injury.
He should be fine.
Sure, he'll be. I imagine he'll be himself next year. That's fine. But don't lie to me on all that stuff. All right, let's hear from George. George spoke yesterday as well. George Paul, as he was called a few months ago on our show, and we didn't correct anyone because he didn't earn that. Paul George, George Paul, whatever, here talking about his first season as a Sixer.
It was just, to be honest, one of the toughest seasons for me, just with a lot of adversity on the court, off the court. And then, again, the injury stuff was some stuff that I didn't necessarily know I had going on until deep diving and finding out, like, there was, you know, other stuff that I didn't know was going on that was causing a little limitation, which was frustrating, right? Not being able to do things that I normally could do, and then finding out the reasons why those things are being addressed.
Yeah, not great. Not great, Paul. You know what caught me yesterday on top of this?
What's that?
Well, we joked last week that the Sixers missed the playoffs. Tobias Harris is in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Also, the Clippers, without Paul George, clinched a top five seed with James Harden yesterday. So they dumped George here. They let him go here. They have Harden. They're in the playoffs. And we got 20-something wins. Great. It's fun.
Yeah. And Crumble Cookie's in the playoffs.
Yes, as a sixth seed. Not even in the play-in, like the real playoffs.
He made. I mean, I know y'all don't want to hear it.
I don't.
Okay.
I kind of do, actually.
What do you got to say? Go ahead. Say it.
He made that team better, man. He did.
Now, I could make the case that they were improving naturally with young players
But he put them over the top, man.
But I mean, I got no ammo for you on this.
Are you doing this again?
No, I'm just saying. Isn't it ironic?
Is it? Yeah.
Don't you think?
Here we go.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
It is a gut punch to Morey, though.
Yeah, like, it's ironic. Look,
we're going to move off these two guys that no one likes, losers, and they win and we lose.
It's salt in the wound.
It's in his salt.
You shouldn't have said it. Now, you know what? You were right. You were right to want to hold that back.
You know what's funny? Now I see why people say I'm an instigator.
That's instigating.
It's so true.
Now I know.
The whole it's fascinating thing, that makes it so much worse, too, because you won't just get to the point.
I'm sorry, you people. I see why y'all feel.
Right there, you people, everyone?
No, because it's the you people on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
The YouTube people.
And by the way, you can watch the show live on YouTube. That's what he's referencing.
That's what they were saying. I'm an instigator.
You are.
That was but it's the truth. Some people just can't handle the truth. You people can't handle the truth.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
All right, that's enough.
I'm talking to you people.
Let's go to some truth.
Can't handle the truth.
Truth from Ron and Monco. What's up, Ron?
Giraffe. Snap.
It's not giraffe.
Giraffe.
I like the guess. He thought the answer was giraffe.
They're long and tall.
Yeah.
Well, I got around the screener. That dude is rough. Your screener.
The screener.
Excuse me.
Our screener that has a name.
He's brutal, dude. I pulled a double move on him.
What does that mean?
Brutal.
Wait, he had to answer the phone. How'd you like? What does that mean?
Oh, here's how he answers the phone. I can't hear you. Bye. That's it.
He does that.
I can't hear you, Bob.
Ron, I gave you like 10 seconds. You didn't say a word. I figured if I hung up on you, you'd call back like you always do, and like you did. So I was right.
Actually. All right, Ron, what do you got in the Phillies?
On your fighting Phillies. Anybody watch any baseball other than the Phillies?
Yeah.
I started watching all the Chiefs. I'm watching Ohapi play. Didn't we trade Ohapi for Marsh?
Yes, bad trade.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Listen, you know what broke the back I mean, just finish this team off. Trey Turner signing. That did it. He checked. He supposedly checked all the boxes. Lead off, defense, speed, average, and a little bit of power. And he has completely not checked any boxes. I mean, this ruined this. Finish the team. As far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever you want with this team. It ain't happening.
Well, to your point on that, I heard someone on the call. I heard the morning show today, and they were talking about Dombrowski and Middleton and spending. And there's two parts to this. One, I do think that they capped spending this offseason. They stopped, right? That's why we have. But to your point on Turner, like if you have a GM and you give him $300 million to play with,
exactly.
If he spends as much as he did on Turner, that complicates everything else. Because you need a lot more for that dollar amount, Hugh, than they're getting.
Yeah.
And that's right why there. They're going cheap in center and they're going cheap in left, and it's not working.
They're done spending the money. And listen, it's not just him. They're talking about the other pitcher. You just gave Aaron Nola $170 million. I mean, this thing is, I mean, you know, this is the Titanic and it's sunk. I mean, I'm telling you, it's done. And you know, Bryce Harper, I don't know, we're getting to see what kind of leader he really is. And this is going to be ugly, man. I mean, this is going to get everybody. Nobody's going to survive this. It's going to go all the way down to Harper because Harper played a big role in putting this, and everybody in Philadelphia knows that. He had a lot to do. I want this. I like this guy. I like that guy. Had Middleton bent over and said, okay, Bryce. So this thing is collectively done. It's just, you know, when does it take its last breath?
All right. What's your updated win total, Ron? How many games are they going to win this year?
I said 87. I'm going to stick with the 87, maybe 85. Listen, it doesn't matter what they do in the regular season because they're just – and the pressure thing, that's another thing, okay? The pressure. Did you notice the three times that we lost? The pressure. It was the pressure. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The pressure in the fourth year is even bigger because people have had it with this team, and you can see it.
They're wearing it right now. You can feel it on their faces.
They're wearing it hard, Joe. Joe, this is, I'm telling you, when this is over, Joe, it's going to be worse than those 11 years that you and I spent at 6, 8, 9, and 10 at PM.
No.
Oh, yeah,
I can't go back there, Ron. I can't do those days again. Nope, I can't do it.
It's you're there. You got these. Yo, remember watching the big unit for 4 years, his last 4 years? You know how painful that was?
Yeah, it was bad, yeah. When he was chasing the win number 300, yeah. That was
times
ugly.
Times four, times five. This team is going to be buried. Listen, if you thought that 10, 11, 13-year contracts were a good idea.
Well, they weren't. The Harper one, at least you could justify he was 25. Turner was 30. I mean, that was a joke.
Joe, listen, when you brought him in, what did you have? You had the building, and you had the fanatic, and that's all you had.
That's why they brought him in, Ron. I get it.
Huh?
That's why they brought him in. I get it, Ron. Well, Ron, although he invoked the Titanic, did still predict him to win in the upper 80s games. Titanic feels like 75 wins.
I'm the brutal one.
Yeah, okay.
We're about to experience a worse stretch than the 11 years before this.
If that I can't do that.
It's not good. No.
Well, they won't be that bad. I will say this, though. If they're only going to win 85 games, they're not making the playoffs. That 85 is not good enough.
I think they're going to be better than that. It's just
they better be.
They still have time to figure this out.
Yeah,
and you still have some buttons. You still have buttons you can push.
Well, and then we find out how quickly they push those. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, your phone calls the other side. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. We got a great prize today. I mean, this is an incredible one. A 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles draft party at Lincoln Financial Field, presented by Lincoln Financial Group on Thursday, April 24th, a week from this Thursday. We're going to be there doing our live draft show.
Live.
You come in and say hi as we figure out who the Eagles are going to take at 32. 4-pack of tickets to give away today. Hughes Clues, your guess is the winner today gets this prize. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll get into the lineups, or all the lineups. What is Topper doing? Why are there different versions at the top? Three different leadoff hitters. Do we like it? Do we hate it? Who should actually be hitting leadoff? We'll hit all that next. Your calls as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Easter is just around the corner, and you know what that means? It's time to elevate your celebrations with the unbeatable flavor of Hatfield ham. So when you're planning your Easter grocery shopping list, remember to add the delicious tradition that is Hatfield ham. If you want to put some more pork on your fork, grill up a juicy and delicious marinated pork tenderloin. I like those. Serve with a side of bacon Brussels sprout salad. Now that sounds tasty, people. The possibilities are endless. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retailers near you. and find your flavor with Hatfield.